in the future, yeah, just expanding my product line. I want my creativity to be in tons of products. 3D printers are really cool, just how, like, you know, you put the filament in and they can just print so many things. Your only limitation, I think, is your imagination.
Welcome to Future Titans, where we spotlight remarkable middle and high school entrepreneurs building real businesses that solve real problems. Every founder we speak to has received a $1,000 Formidable Fellowship grant. It's not equity, it's not debt, just a bit of inspiration capital to say keep doing what you're doing. If you're a student entrepreneur, we'd love to support you too. Just visit formidablefellowship.org to apply for a grant. It takes less than 5 minutes. And if you believe in empowering young builders, consider supporting our mission. All contributions are tax deductible. Now on to the conversation. All right. Hey, everybody. We have a great entrepreneur here today who is a technologist, and she's built some really cool products and services. So let me let her introduce herself. Madison, if you could just tell us your name, where you live, what grade you're in, your age, that would be great.
My name is Madison. I'm age 10, and I live in Texas.
Great. And where do you go to school?
Homeschooled, so.
Nice. Okay, great. And tell us a little bit about your business. What do you do?
So I 3D print. That's one of my main things, as well as I do graphic design.
Okay. Wow. All right. And so what kind of things are you 3D printing?
Right now, I'm certainly designing a music box right now. And a custom design music box, and that will incorporate Simple Machines, which that's what I'm wanting to add in my products. And then some of the past products I've done have been custom design nutcracker ornaments, as well as custom design Christmas cards and custom designed animal stickers.
Okay, wow. All right, so lots of products. And so it sounds like the business is kind of seasonal. It was sort of Christmas oriented. So how much, can you give me a sense for how much revenue you did?
I have a $300 year revenue.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. So I want to understand the business, but first I want to understand, how did you get into 3D printing?
So one day when visiting my grandpa, we were in the car traveling. And at the time I was researching 3D printers, because I was fascinated on how they work, and I wanted to do something with that. And then whenever I visited, he actually got me my first 3D printer, which I'm proud to say. And then that's how I started to get the idea of starting a business.
Okay. And so what sparked your interest in 3D printers to begin with?
Well, I think for one, 3D printers are really cool, just how, like, you know, you put the filament in and they can just print so many things. Your only limitation, I think, is your imagination.
Cool. All right. I love it. And so what made you turn that interest or maybe a hobby into a business? Like, what made you want to try to make money off of this?
I think at the time, I've been just like hearing about 3D printers and then getting into research, just seeing how cool they are. And then, like, I wanted to learn more about them. So, yeah, I had to learn how to 3D print, which that took a bit of work. Yeah. And that's called 3D modeling. So I had to learn how to use Tinkercad. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. And so what made you decide that you wanted to sell these ornaments and things? Like, was this part of something you were doing in homeschooling? Was there, I think I saw that you participated in a business fair. Is that what gave you the idea to try to create something to sell?
Mostly, yes. Doing the local business fair, the Brazos County Children's Business Fair, I think that really started my idea mainly of me starting a business. So, yeah, it took a lot of work to design these. It wasn't easy. I had to do them by hand, so putting these shapes together, which, yeah. And a lot of times with my 3D printer, it failed, but just persevering, I got it through.
Okay, nice. That's great. And so I know nothing about 3D printing, okay? So, I mean, I know what they are, but I've never run one or printed anything. So walk us through how you, let's take a nutcracker ornament. What do you do from idea to finished product that you can sell? Walk us through what that process looks like.
So yeah, first I have to design through Tinkercad. And then once the design's done, there's a special slicer. A slicer mainly is just getting the file that you made from Tinkercad or like anywhere basically to the printer itself to print. So at the time I used FlashForge Print. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. Now I'm using a different slicer, but with that, I had to drag in the file. Then after that, you had to add supports, which supports hold the print, and without them, it will just fall. And, you know, you won't get a good print. So after that, what you have to do is connect the printer to the computer so that way it can start and then, yeah, slice it. And then it streams the file to the printer, which that's what makes it print.
Okay, cool. And how long does it take to print a single ornament, typically?
Typically, I'm pretty sure it's been a while. It takes like about an hour to 5 hours.
Wow. All right. So it takes a long time. So that was a pretty intricate process. How did you learn all that? Was this you and your grandfather were tinkering around with it? You watched stuff on YouTube? Like, where do you pick this all up?
YouTube mainly. That's where I learned most of my knowledge. And then also through the internet. Yeah, really useful.
Got it. All right. So you figured out, what was it, Tinkercad, you said? Like that, you go to tutorials online and you figured it out, how to use it sort of on your own. Okay. Wow. That's impressive. Okay. And so what do you sell an ornament for at the business fair or wherever you sell it? What does it cost for somebody to buy it?
It would cost $8.
Okay. Okay. And do you have a sense for how much it costs you to make it?
Yeah, like to 3D print, like the filament takes would cost some money. Probably a few cents adding on that. And then, yeah, I'm not sure exactly, but I do know it costs something to make.
Yeah, of course. Okay, that's great. And so how are you getting customers? You have the business fair. How else have you gotten customers? Or, you know, what
through
do you
my parents' social media.
Okay, so they'll post about it and then people will buy it. And how do they get you money? Do they send you, they go to a website you have? Do you just like, they send you a check? What do you do?
It's through Venmo.
Through Venmo. All right, perfect.
Yeah. And I also accept cash, so.
Okay, of course, as you should. All right, that's good. And so is most of the business the ornaments or is it mostly the stickers? Like how does it break up?
I think for the first year I did the business fair, it was more on the nutcrackers than the stickers. But this year, since my printer I've had hasn't really been working, I've been depending more on my stickers. So okay. 50 sticker designs on that.
Okay. So then how do you, so the stickers don't require 3D printing. So this is great. So you're kind of problem solving. You're like, okay, the 3D printer's not working. What else can I sell? So how do you make the stickers?
So I use Procreate, which that's the thing I can get, an app I can get on my iPad. It's a digital art resource, which I love. It's easy to use after you learn for a bit. But yeah, I draw it on Procreate by hand. All of these I draw by hand. But yeah, once I'm done, I send it as a file to the computer, to PowerPoint mainly. And then PowerPoint, I just basically adjust the size and everything. Then after that, I send it to the printer, just a normal printer, which though I need a special sticker sheet, which I add on there in order to make it a sticker. So yeah, and after that, I just print it through the printer.
Got it. And so do you have a theme or a particular type of thing you do in your stickers that makes them unique?
Mainly, I just do nature and animals.
Okay. Okay. And so you're a good artist. Okay. Nice. And so how did you learn Procreate? Again, was that online or did somebody know how to use that and they taught you?
Well, before I did this, I already had a pretty good art skill. So learning digital art isn't too hard after that.
Right.
I watched like a few tutorials, but mainly I just taught myself.
Okay. And is there any channels on YouTube, whether for Procreate or for Tinkercad or for 3D printing, that you think are particularly useful?
No, I say there's a lot of videos just scattered out there that you can find. Because I wouldn't recommend a specific channel, because most channels, if you go on them, they're more than just 3D printing. They're 3D printing and something else usually. So,
okay,
yeah.
So you just type in what you need, and then you can figure out what the best video is. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so your business is kind of seasonal around the Christmas period. What do you, you know, are you selling stuff throughout the year or not really? It's really kind of centered on Christmas.
Now it's centered on Christmas, so I'm working on Valentine's stuff right now, since Valentine's Day is almost here. I'm working on custom Valentine's Day cards, and I might 3D print some lockets or like a cupcake container, but yeah, I'll just have to see.
Okay, got it. And so it sounds like you got that 3D printer issue figured out. It's fixed now?
Well, that was through my old printer. I just got a new 3D printer, but yeah, it's not fixed. I'm going to give it to someone who I think might be able to fix it, but so I could just sell it because I want to get a laser cutter and a Cricut, so.
Okay, cool. And so is that what you did with the Formidable Fellowship grant? Did you use that to
yes.
to buy the printer? Oh, nice. Okay, good.
I also got some filament with it.
Okay, cool. That's great. So, all right, so you want to buy more equipment. So tell me what a laser cutter and Cricut, what would that do for you?
So a laser cutter is basically a machine that has a laser attached to it, and it can go through several materials like stainless steel, glass, almost any material, which I think that's really useful if I'm engraving stuff. I don't know, like doing stuff in the future like jewelry or like bracelets, you know, like, and I could think tons of other stuff like coasters and signs, which I can do with a laser cutter, which I think will be really useful, though they're bit expensive, so I'm wanting to get that in the future once I make a bit more. And then Cricut, my stickers, the color quality isn't as good when it prints through the printer, so I want to get a Cricut, which is a machine that can help me print them out so that I can get higher color quality, because I believe in high quality. So.
Okay, yeah, that's great. And so Cricut, I'm not familiar, that's like just a really high resolution printer?
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a printer, but yeah, you can get different types. But yeah, mainly a Cricut helped me print out stuff with a heat press, which I want to get in the future. I can do stuff like shirts, and I could do stuff like hats. But yeah.
Okay, this is great.
Mainly just prints out the stuff.
Okay, so how do you, you're really, you know, you kind of follow your curiosity, right? And you like go down all these different avenues and like find interesting things and then... and then you're building a business to buy them. Where do you find all these things? Like, is it being homeschooled? You get exposure to it? Like, you know, how did you find out about laser cutting?
I found out online. Like, I think there are so many new inventions and stuff like that that are coming out, you know. And I think that's where I figured out about laser cutting recently. And then when I figured out, I wanted to learn more. And then... just learning about all the things you can do with laser cutting is fascinating.
Okay, cool. I love it. So you kind of find something interesting and then you just go deep on it. And you're like, okay, I want to go do that. Okay, that's great. So if you get a laser cutter, that's going to let you create new types of products that then you can sell, right? And so will you continue to sell them at the business fair and through Facebook, like your social media posts, or how else do you think you might sell those?
Yeah, I'm thinking to have my own website too, once I can develop that. I know a bit of coding, so I want to enhance those skills and code a website. But yeah, and then doing stuff like more local fairs maybe, and then yeah, doing more online options.
Okay, great. And then there was something in the pre-interview that Nick did with you where you guys talked about art and simple machines. So I'm curious, your interest in art and artists, is that something that you're learning through homeschooling and like you just got interested in? How did that happen?
I think ever since I've been little, I've just been teaching myself. So it wasn't really through the homeschool. Well, yes, we incorporate handicrafts in it, but I think mainly that was just me teaching myself how to do it.
Okay. And then on the, you know, this building and entrepreneurship thing that you do, are your parents both entrepreneurs, or where did the entrepreneurial kind of drive come from?
My grandpa actually has his own business. So that's kind of also what got me started. Yeah, he was, while we were visiting him, he was teaching me like how I run a business and everything. And yeah, so I think I really get that from him.
Okay, that's awesome. Your grandfather sounds like an awesome guy. What kind of business does he have?
He does tiles and cabinets. So he makes custom cabinets as well as tiles. With, yeah, not so much the tile thing, but he, yeah, he mainly does cabinets. Yeah.
Okay, got it. And so who did you, from a business perspective, are there any entrepreneurs that you've learned from or that you admire?
I think a few of them is Tim Cook. He's the CEO of Apple. Another guy I really look up to is Mark Rober. He's a YouTuber and he's the founder of Crunch Labs, and he was a former NASA employee.
Okay. Do you do Crunch Labs?
No. Sadly, okay. I don't.
Okay. Yeah, my son does them. They're a lot of fun. Okay, very cool. And so where do you think you're going to take the business? Let's say you get a laser cutter. You've now got a brand new, beautiful 3D printer. You know, you're 10 years old. Like, where do you want to take the business?
I really see this in the future. Yeah, just expanding my product line. I want my creativity to be in tons of products. So even ideas I haven't thought of yet, just like having that across.
Okay. And have you gotten any business advice or even advice on how to create products from anybody, and, you know, any good business advice that you've received from anybody?
I think my grandpa mainly, he gave me a lot of advice. And then, yeah, besides my grandpa, not really.
Okay. And was there anything that your grandpa told you that you particularly, like, remember?
Yeah, just working hard and keep persevering.
Okay, good. That's amazing advice. And so what have you done? You know, you made $300. That's like a lot of money as a 10-year-old to make. What did you just reinvest that in the business and buy more materials, or did you do anything fun with that money?
Yeah, I mainly invest with what I got in the business. So that's like getting filament or maybe like cleaning supplies. Yeah.
Okay. And what you learn in homeschooling, I'm curious, like, how valuable has been what you're learning in homeschooling been to building your business and learning 3D printing and all of that? Has that transferred a lot?
Some of it, yeah. Like, and a lot of the things I do, yeah, being homeschooled really helps. Like, on my free time, once I'm done with school, I can work on my business, which that's really nice. But yeah, I think some of the things, like, what I've been reading, I read a lot. That's incorporated into the curriculum. I think it's really also gotten me my inspiration besides nature. Yeah, I think good books as well as nature really help.
Got it. And what do you like to read?
I like to read the Little Women series by Louisa May Alcott. I also like to read the Narnia series by C.S. Lewis. So yeah, those are some of my favorites.
Okay, and you're still working on them, or you finished them?
Oh, I finished them.
Okay, nice. What's next?
Right now, I'm trying to find some books I could read. I'm reading Oliver Twist right now by Charles Dickens.
Okay, what do you think so far?
It's okay, not my favorite.
Okay, what don't you love about it?
I can't explain it. It's kind of dry, not slow, but just not my favorite.
Okay, I agree with you. I didn't really love Oliver Twist, but hopefully it'll get better. If, you know, I think there's going to be other young entrepreneurs or other young aspiring entrepreneurs who are going to listen to this and who are going to be inspired. You know, any advice that you'd have for them?
Personally, it's going to be hard running a business, that's for sure. But work hard, keep persevering. If you go through the challenges, then you're able to do it.
All right, Madison, walk me through kind of your ultimate dream for the business.
Really think the ultimate dream for this business would be expanding products and just like getting to add those simple machines that I'm wanting to add into my products, because I think simple machines, you know, I've seen them used a lot in the real world. So getting to see them used, you know, through my products, I think that's really impressive. So I want to add that in. And then just still having art in it, because I love art and I think, you know, creativity needs to shine in that. So.
Okay, that's cool. Can you explain what you mean when you say simple machines and how you'd integrate that into your product?
So stuff like gears and pulleys, those are some concepts you can think of. And then also, one of the things I can think of a lot in one simple machine would be music boxes, because, right, they create beautiful music while using simple machines, which I'm still doing research on the notes and how to make them. But yeah, like all those keys, and then, like, you know, it rotating around with gears, I think that's really something that you can think of as an example.
Oh, that's cool. And so that's what you mentioned you're printing right now. So you're trying to print a 3D printed music box that will have the gears and will generate the music as well.
Yes. And I'm wanting to add more songs from, like, other things, which, you know, of course, I need to figure out how to get permission and everything. But yeah.
Right. Oh, wow. That's super cool. How close are you to solving that problem?
Not really. I just started getting this idea. So yeah, I'm in the early stages right now of research.
Okay. And how do you solve these problems? Like, is it kind of like you just have to go figure it out yourself and you just keep going down the YouTube rabbit hole to figure it out? Or what do you, you know, who do you go to when you run into a roadblock?
Mainly, yeah. I think YouTube has some very useful things you can look at, as well as I think looking on the internet, right? The internet has been something that's really been useful, right? And it's really changed the world in that. So yeah, also looking stuff up. But yeah, and then also just teaching myself engineering, which I think mechanical engineering is so impressive. And that's why, you know, adding simple machines into my product line, I think would be really good.
Okay, okay. All right, for everybody listening, like, Madison is going out on the internet, figuring out how to solve problems. So like, it's all out there. You just got to look for it, which is really, really impressive. You mentioned Tim Cook earlier. If we could get Tim Cook in a room with you right now, what question would you want to ask him to maybe help you with your business or anything?
So 3D printing and evolving the things, what advice would you give to small businesses who are wanting to do that?
Okay, cool. And Mark Rober, and, you know, who's built a phenomenal YouTube channel and Crunch Labs, you know, if we can get Mark to give you some time to help you grow your business or just think about where your business should go, what would you want to ask him?
If I asked him a question, I would ask how he built Crunch Labs and how all of his engineering experience built him up to Crunch Labs.
Okay, cool. So Madison, we're building what we're calling a school of entrepreneuring. And in that school, it's going to be lots of creative studios, right? And so, you know, if you could wave a magic wand and we could have every machine in a, you know, in a makerspace, Give me the list of what we should have.
Yeah, I would have 3D printers because, right, I think for different things you're doing, for like different businesses, you're, you know, go on different topics. But yeah, for 3D printing, I would say having a farm of 3D printers. I'm also thinking laser cutters because laser cutters are really cool. So getting some from Xtool, that's one of the top in market right now. So getting laser cutters from there. I'm not exactly sure on what type they have, but I didn't know they have some really good ones.
Okay, cool. Any other technology that you think we should have? It sounds like maybe a Cricut printer also would be cool.
If we had art, I would think a Cricut Wise, and then yeah. And then as well as maybe some Apple technology, because Apple technology, I think a lot can help a lot, especially in like, yeah, businesses. I think the Apple products would really be useful. And then, yeah, and then maybe like simple machine kits, because for those going into the field like me, you know, learning how to use concepts, which I'm still new into the simple machine thing. So learning how, like, you know, different gears, you know, work differently, and then like their heath, that's what they're called on it, like work differently. So just like getting kits in that to learn how to use them.
Okay, yeah. I love it.
Another technology stuff, but yeah.
Okay, that's great. I really like the simple machines idea. I think it gives you a great understanding of how things actually work, right? Because I think a lot of these gears and things are sort of invisible to us. And like understanding how they work is really great. All right, Madison. So if folks want to follow along and see some of the amazing creations that you're making, or if they want to reach out and buy an ornament or some stickers, where can they find you?
Instagram, and for that, it's number3dd.design.and.more. All of this is lowercase.
Okay, so 3D design and more. Is that right? With some periods in there.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so can you say that one more time? And then we'll put this, of course, in the show notes.
number3d.design.and.more. All of this is lowercase.
Okay, amazing. So if you want to just follow along and see what Madison's going to continue to build, I think if you've heard this, Madison's going to do big things in the world. So probably want to just follow along. And then if you want to go buy any of her current or future creations, please go there. And then, of course, we'll put it in the show notes. So again, Madison, thanks so much. And congrats on everything you've built.